Dale Winkler is the director of the Schuller Museum at Southern Methodist University and a vertebrate paleontologist and an expert on the early Cretaceous is now joining us. And Dale's going to tell us a little something about the animals that lived during the early Cretaceous and some of the special things about that period of time.
We're fortunate, as you know, here in Texas, Jim, to have some rocks of the right age and the right type to preserve dinosaurs. I have a couple examples here. Here is a bone of a dinosaur, Pleurocoelus, in a sandstone, and if you look very closely, if you had a magnifying lens, you could see the little sand grains in there, and very hard rock. And here is a tailbone of a Tenontosaurus, and you can see the white rock that's a limey sandstone that's covering the bone. The reason that we have these rocks in the early Cretaceous of Texas is because the sea began to rise during the Cretaceous, and at the same time rocks were laid down on land. So both of these specimens come from rocks derived from rivers, where we like to find dinosaurs on the land. One of the reasons that the early Cretaceous is interesting is because we know a lot about rocks of the late Jurassic and those dinosaurs and those of the late Cretaceous. And around here we have those famous tracks at Dinosaur Valley that are in the early Cretaceous, but we didn't have a lot of dinosaurs that went with them before that. We know the late Jurassic ones, and I'm sure you all know them very well, things like big sauropods like Diplodocus and Apatosaurus and the meat-eater Allosaurus and the armored dinosaur Stegosaurus. And you also probably know the late Cretaceous dinosaurs very well. The duckbills were very well known, and Triceratops was well known, the horned dinosaurs, and T-Rex, of course. But the early Cretaceous was fairly unknown.
I've heard lots about the late Cretaceous and the T-Rex time, but not a great deal about the early Cretaceous. Is it a very special time?
It is special, and when we started looking and being able to find things here in Texas, if you go to the web page and look at the early Cretaceous, you'll see some of the specimens that we've found. There's a slide of Acrocanthosaurus, a big meat eater. And
speaking of meat eaters, I got a question from Dennis in Germany. How many meat eaters lived in Texas?
That's a good question. We know for a fact that there is one big one, and we think that there are several little ones, but we haven't discovered the remains to accurately say what those little ones are. We think there's a Deinonychus-like predator and maybe another. So there could be two or three. There may be many more.
And Maria asked, if meat was scarce, would a meat-eating dinosaur eat plants? Could they switch?
That's an interesting question. Hard to answer, but we would guess that the answer is no, because their teeth are not very well adapted for eating it, and you would presume their digestion is also not very well adapted.
Okay, well, let's go back to some of the pictures and tell us a few more.
Down the page here is a big Pleurocoelus being attacked at Glen Rose, depicted by the tracks by an Acrocanthosaurus. And one thing that's interesting is that the early Cretaceous is a long period of time that we knew little about, so when we started finding these dinosaurs, many of them were new or new species. If you go to the next page, a little bit later during the early Cretaceous than the track time, we find armored dinosaurs like this Pawpawsaurus, which are unknown at the time of the tracks. And later, we find things like the Hadrosaur, or a Hadrosaur relative, which is a duckbill. At the bottom of the page, you'll see a Protohadros. Those kind of big plant-eating duck-billed dinosaurs are just unknown in the early Cretaceous, but they're very abundant later. So our questions are, what happened, what made the change, and we know a lot of interesting things were happening in Earth history. The sea was rising, the flowering plants were becoming well established.
Well, Dale, thank you for the rundown of the early Cretaceous period. I think we're going to go in just a few minutes and talk to Bill Jones about one of the excavations that's going on right now in Hood County, Texas, on the Jones Ranch.
Great.